Eben Hachshos Avreich on page Kuftas. The Rebbe is talking about how we learn and how we learn Torah and how B'chlal and B'fat, how we learn Chassidus, that it should be something that makes a Roshim upon us and changes our lives. So we were on Kuftas in the bottom paragraph. Let's just read that paragraph again from the words Ki Kaniska Le'el. Ki Kaniska Le'el. Ki Kaniska Le'el Akadoshim Divei Kodshim Amidabim Begdushas HaShabbos Umna Parashu Vechem Begdushas HaYontiv Ezer Mitzvah Chol Shai Devei. So we learned that when a person looks inside one of the Svarma Kedoshim that's talking about the Kedusha of Shabbos, it's talking about the Parasha, or Kedushas Yontiv, or whatever mitzvah it is, even though when you look at the Torah that you're learning, you see that it's Bederech Drush. In other words, what you're looking at is a very interesting and complicated drushes that are filled with all kinds of muskolos, ideas, concepts, and so on. So even though it's Bederech Drush, Leirak Ledrush Akasu, when the tzaddik wrote that Torah, or the Talmidim of the tzaddik transcribed that Torah, you should know that it's not. Thank you. That it's not Stam Bederech Drush. It's not Bederech Drush. But that's why they just wrote that, because it's interesting or to impress people. Rak es la havas kodsham la shavas la yontiv. Ulchol dvar mitzvah v'tor v'divrei kodesh hilbishu uvehem gilu. But the truth is that the la havas kodsham, that the holy fire that was burning inside of that tzaddik about Shabbos, that fire came out in the way of that, it exploded out from him in the way of that. That drasha that's talking about the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Yontiv, or of that mitzvah. It's not like the tzaddik is thinking and contriving an idea, what can I think of that would be interesting about Shabbos? What could I think of that would be interesting about Yontiv, or about Tefillin, or about whatever the mitzvah is? But instead, the tzaddik is burning inside with the inyan of Shabbos. You see that whenever you learn a Torah, for instance, by all this, when you learn something from the Sfasamis, the Torah from the Sfasamis, you can see that when he's talking about an Indian from the parasha, that itself is barely controlled, but then all of a sudden it'll become Shabbosdik. When a person learns the Torah of the Sfasamis, I'm just giving an example, and you learn it over and over again, you'll see that it's not like the Rebbe was constructing this idea from step to step about Shabbos, but he was talking about an inyan from the parasha, and the inyan of Shabbos exploded, and we're zeichet to see it on the paper in front of us. And it didn't look like it was going in that direction of Shabbos. We wouldn't have anticipated. We wouldn't have thought of that. But there's this lahavas kodesh inside the tzaddikim. That it's not that they came just to teach an idea or to share a thought, but they were allowing us a glimpse into their greatness, into that lahavas kodesh, into that fire that was burning inside of them for Shabbos Yontav Chol Dvar Mitzvah. The Torah Kedivrei Kodesh Al Bishu Uvehem Gilu. They were malbish this fire. They were enclosed this fire in the tzura of the Dvar Torah. That's why I've spoken about this before, that if a person who opens up, let's say, a Noam HaMelech, and he wants to learn the Noam HaMelech on the parasha, and I've seen this very often, you know, that there are people that are disturbed. They're like, what kind of a pshat is this in the Chumash? How does he say a pshat like this in the Chumash? You know, those the people that are learning, that are trying their whole lives to learn. You know, to learn the Svarno and the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, and to learn Rashi and to understand, which is all very, very, very beautiful, to learn the Pshat in Pasuk. So when they look inside at Noam HaMelech, they'll say, this is, what is this? What kind of, that's what the Pasuk is saying. That's what the pasuk is saying. How could that be? That's not the pshat in the pasuk. So it's a whole mistaken approach of how to come to the Svarma Kedoshim, how to learn from the Svarma Kedoshim. That's not that the Neimar Lamel didn't sit down to write a perush on the pasuk. The Neimar Lamelach was looked at the Torah. When he was learning Chumash, he came to it with the fire of that Indian of what was going on in the Olam, that parsha, that Shabbos. He came and he was mamash exploding, and the unbelievable hagashim, the feelings and the thoughts that the Narmalamech had, and he wanted to share somehow, to be mitzamsim, and how do I put this into words? How do I give this over to my chassidim, to other Jews? So there was a shtalshlus of that feeling, of that thought, that would end up on the page, and he was malbushit in the pasuk that was in the parasha. Not that he didn't start off with the pasuk in the parasha and looked at it. And how could I explain this 1,000 times? Looking at the pasuk, how do I explain this pasuk? He was looking inside of himself, and how do I explain myself? How do I explain my feelings and my thoughts? How do I explain this fire that's inside of me? And since it was a fire of Parshas Nasai, the tzaddik would think about the parsha, and he would emalbish that fire in the pasuk. So if a person looks into the pasuk and is trying to see what's the machloikis between Rashi and the Narmer Lemelech, you know, the truth is Rashi did it also. It's just that it's very, 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 very mustar. It's very hidden, much more hidden, because the Rishonim had such madregas of containment. There's such madregas of tzimtzumim. You see that by the Ramban it's a little bit less concealed. So the Ramban will say, you know, the Ramban will finish a discussion in Pshat, and he'll say Al Derech, you know, and he'll go into something. Then you know, in Yeshiva they'll say, well, this rest of the Ramban is not for us, and so we don't understand the Ramban. And it's true. It's not that we don't understand the Chumash. We don't understand the Ramban. We understand the Lahavis Eish in these people. And in the later generations, so there was less of an ability to be, there was less of a koyach to hide and to be malbish the dvarim, that fire that was burning inside the tzaddik. That's what he's saying. Like it's Lahavis Kodshim, Lahashabis, Lahyotav, Lahaldvar Mitzvah, Tarikadivay Kodshim, Bishu, Vahem Gilo. They were malbish the fire for Shabbos in these words of the Torah. They were malbish, they enclosed the fire for Yontif in these words. And they were able to be megala, something of that fire to us. Therefore, when you're learning one of the Svarma Kedoshim, you have to approach with that understanding. You have to approach it in such a way that it's not a matter of academia. It's not a matter of, you know, majoring in, you know, Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen from Lublin, that you're majoring in, you know, in his writings. It's a question of how did that unbelievable mind and heart of Rabbi Tzadok end up on a piece of paper in front of us, that we should have the schus to try to have a little bit of a taste of that person's mind and heart, of that Tzadok's fire. That's the way that we approach. That's the way that we learn the Svarma Kedoshim. L'shainim sham, and their l'shainis, the words of the tzaddikim are l'shainis shel eish. They're l'shainis of fire. Him mispartzim mechutz la medur medurus hamaykech l'ham, that escaped from that got out of the furnace of the fire that was burning inside the tzaddik's heart. When you're looking at the page, there's like a piece of the tzaddik, of that fire that made its way, that escaped the tzaddik's heart and got onto the page and came out from his mouth, and we have on the page. That's what it means when you're reading a tzaddik's Torah, when you're learning a tzaddik's Torah, and that's how you should learn it. Vayidesha tilmad behem. When you learn the Torah of the Tzaddik, then besides that adds to his iris, that you have his iris from that fire, that holy fire that's coming from the Shamayim, that's found in their holy words. V'gam dibure kodshem b'nyaneim asher hilbishu es eish ha-kodesh l'ham gam l'cha yu l'mana. And you'll also be able to receive from those words all dibure kodshem and all the nyanim that there are malbish in the fire. That's not just the intellectual understanding of the pasuk, or that which makes sense, or that which is a brilliant idea or an insight into the pasuk, but rather all the dibur kachem, the inyanehim of the tzaddik, that's coming from the tzaddik's heart. Shegam nafshecha asher isayira atamat behem tislabish. And when that happens, and you begin to feel that isayiris means that nefesh of yours, your own soul, that was misayira, that was awakened, that was aroused through this limud, through connecting to the tzaddik, behem tislabish, that your own nefesh becomes mislabish, becomes enclosed in the words, in the inyanim, and even in the soul of the tzaddik, in the soul of the tzaddik, becomes mamish and clothed in the soul of the tzaddik. Like I was talking about, some of you were like, but I remember at the beginning I read a little bit from the Mo'ari Naim. How is it possible to be sitting here and at the same time to be mamish and meron, right? How the Mo'ari Naim explains in the Likutim on Shabbos in the back, how the Mo'ari Naim explains how when you learn the words of a tzaddik, when you learn it with his iris, so then there's a bechina of his dabkas rucha berucha, of attaching one ruach to the other ruach, of heishtadchus al kivrei tzaddikim, which the tachlis of being by the kever of a tzaddik is not what you say there, but it's what you receive there. And that ability to be mizdabek to the ruach of the tzaddik, to have your own soul become connected to the soul of the tzaddik who's buried in that place. When you learn the Torah of that tzaddik, that's what the Mo'ari Naim is explaining. When you learn the Torah of that tzaddik, his pilus, when you learn that Torah, and you go over and over and over, and like the Rebbe is going to say, and you think about that Torah, and you try to take that Torah with you into tefillah and so on, so then there's a bechina of being by the grave of the tzaddik. There's a bechina of izdavkas rucha berucha, of one soul mingling with another soul. That's the tachlis of that limud. It's good that along the way you receive a beautiful haskalah and a beautiful idea that you could say over the Sheva Brachos something and everybody appreciates. That's a very nice thing. But that's all mamish a matan schar b'tzida. That's a matan schar b'tzida. The tachlis of the limud is his davkas to the ruach of the tzaddik. Is davkas to the ruach of the tzaddik, and that's the Rebbe is saying is that gam nafshecha shesoyra atmat behem tislabish, that your own nefesh could be mislabish in the diburim of the tzaddik and in that tzaddik who that tzaddik was on some tiny level, that there could be such a his davkas. V'zei yelach alasim. And the simon that you're approaching that world of his dabkus, of his lavshus, of the tzaddik, zeilcha simon, what's the simon? Shema olam loy nehenesa kol kach medivrei Torah chsidus k'mayata. Rebbe says that you'll see that if you're following the program that we're learning here, and you're working on his structures, and you're working on learning the way that the Rebbe is saying, then you'll realize that never ever in your life did you have such a hanah, such an unbelievable delight and pleasure from learning Torah, from learning Chassidus the way that you're learning now. You know why? Until now, it was only a thought that you had. It was only a haskalah. It was only that you enjoyed the idea that was in the Sefer. You enjoyed what an interesting Sfas Emes this is. What an interesting Reb Tzaddik this is. You enjoyed the idea, and it was something that made sense to you, and you like to explain like many people do, that the ikkar is to say over like a sharp thing that sounds interesting, and everybody can, you know, ooh, wow. And even if it's not for the purpose of impressing people, even if it's, you know, done in a humble way, but it was the muskal that most impressed you. It was the haskalah, it was the intellectual experience of that Torah that excited you. And when it comes to muskalos, when it comes to the intellect, everybody knows that it's very, very, very limited. It's very limited in how much of his sakshus, of a feeling, and his spilus it could provide a person with. For the more brilliant type of an individual, or for the person with a greater koichus aseichel, it could be very, very exciting. It could be very exciting, and people will pursue all kinds of mitzvahs, you know, all types of different professions that they enjoy because of the muskalis of what they've read and what they've seen and so on. It can be very exciting. For the person that's less matsui, that's less in the intellectual inyanim, so it's not so enjoyable, you know. But when the person learns in such a way, where the ikir is not the ra'ayin, is not the idea, the concept, although that's of course very precious, but it's not the ikir. But what is the ikir? Shagam nafshecha nimtza b'soicha ra'ayin. That when you connect your nefesh to the Torah that you're learning, the inyan sha'ata loymed ata b'soicha, to what you're now learning in this sefer, then there's a gewaldige tanug, an unbelievable pleasure that comes with it. When the nefesh is involved in that limud, in that learning, then that's already the oilam tanug. That's already from the world of Gan Eden. When the nefesh is misanig in that Torah, so. The Rebbe is saying that a simen, that you're entering into that way of learning, a simen is the tanug that you have learning something, and you know, it could be the kind of thing that if you share it with somebody else and say, did you see this Kedushas Leib, and the other person is not where you are in the Avaida, and the person looks at it and says, yeah, okay, it's interesting. Well, like, what is it that grabs you? You know, well, what's so great about it? And you find that it's impossible for you to share that. That you can't explain, that you don't have the kelim to explain what is it about this Kedushas Levi that's so unbelievable, that's so earth shattering. And the other person looks at it the way that he's Mavis Sedra, and in his studies of his studies of the Parshas HaShavua and his preparations. So it was not with that type of an investment and of his slobshus and so on, in that way of learning, the lahav esh, to learn for the purpose of being burned by the lahav esh, by the fire of the tzaddik's heart. So then when he looks at it, it's just a question of how does this Kedushas Levi compare to the Rashbam that I learned. And the way that I learned the Rashbam is that makes more sense in the parashah, which is true. The Rashbam had a fire that was bigger. The Rashbam is a Rishon. We're not massive that fire, but he was malbushit, and what he wanted to do, that he enclosed it and he hid it in the pshutim shel dvarim. And if the Rashbam would have let out a tiny little electron of his fire, then the whole mikros gedolos would be burned, and we wouldn't be able to touch it. We wouldn't be able to open up a mikros gedolos. That would not mask such things. But in the later generations, as we get closer to Mashiach Tzidkenu and all the hisgalias, all the revelations that are beginning to unfold, and the Baruch Shalom gave Rishus to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and later on to the Ariya Kodesh, and to the Baal Shem Tov Kodesh, and to the Gro, and those Tzaddikim, that Hashem gave permission to unleash, to release, to allow some of the fire to escape from their heart onto the page. So that, because otherwise at the end of time, Jews won't be able to continue, we won't be able to live, because it's so cold and the world is so freezing. So the Baruch Shalom gave Rishus to the Tzaddikim to allow some of their fire some of the fire to get onto the pages that we read, and that we're able to take from that fire and to be warmed by it and to be uplifted by it. But that's what he's saying. The pleasure that you have is because you're learning this Torah with your nefesh, not just with your head, not just with the head, with a cold thought. You're learning it with the nefesh. Im nafshecha. Im yefshel lechalumad beinyan mehinyanim shenis erater. And let's say it's at that time you're not able to learn one of these inyanim. Knows you have a certain hisiris. You have hisiris. He says, next page. In other words, it's the opposite of how we learn. So the way we learn is that we're looking for a little bit of hisiris for a yontiv. So let's say it's the yontiv of Shavuos. So the way that we always learn is this is the way we used to. So what do? So you want a little bit, it's going to be Shavuos in a day or two, so you want a little bit of Hesiris, you want Hesiris of Shavuos, so you open up with the Tiferes Shleim and you say, no, Rabbi, help me out, give me a little bit of a boost for Yontif. Can you do something for me, right? You open up a Tiferes Shleim. You open up a safe and you say, Rabbi, look, give me a little bit Hesiris of Shavuos. That's a good thing. Of course, that's a beautiful thing. But there's another way. It's when a person has in him a fire that's Shavuos, and he's looking someplace, and he's looking through one of the svarim that through which that fire can be that fire can be experienced through that inyan that he's reading in the sefer. Not that he's trying to create a fire, which is also good, but there's a fire for Yontif. And he's finding a way somehow to be malbish that fire in the words of Shavuos, in the minhagim of Shavuos, in the ideas and the psukim of Shavuos. So let's say he opens up the Tiferes Shleim and he reads something on Shavuos and he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. It's hard. It could be a Kabbalah thing. He doesn't get it. So then he goes, oh. So he closes his Tiferes Shleim and he opens up, a Kedushas Levi. He doesn't understand. So, what does he do with the Yontif that's in his heart? So the Rebbe says, the Ikur is that he should take out something, She'ef Shulacha. Then whatever you take out something that you can learn. Gemara, Medrash, right? You take out the Gemara, let's say, the Gemara on Shabbos about Kabbalah Satayra, about Maimon Har Sinai, and you try to learn over the Gemara, but you're learning over the Gemara with your own little fire. If this is Sraxus, this is Iris that you feel for a Yontif, for a Shabbos, and you take out and you learn the Gemara that talks about Kabbalah Satayra, but you're excited about Kabbalah Satayra. You come to the Gemara with an excitement for Kabbalah Satayra, and you open up the Gemara and the Medrash. Is it in show? Avolot estapik b'riyah achas. But you don't just learn when you're learning in this way. If it was just to understand, so then if you understand it, you learn the Gemara, you understand it, so you're done. What else can you do? Oh, so you want some more mafashim, so you could say a better shiur, or you could say more interesting ideas. That's if you're learning it to understand. But if you're learning it because of a hisiris, so then like this topic b'riyachas, then it's never enough that you just look at this Gemara, this Medrash, or this Sefer that you're learning, to look at that piece of Gemara, or the Medrash, or that Torah, to look at it one time, and zel. It's not enough. Like this topic b'riyachas, and you shouldn't be satisfied with that. V'la ragalachas, just to see quickly. So how do you do it? He says, "Rak tasiach daitecha mikol davar." Tasiach daitecha mikol davar. You have to shut your mind off from everything else in the world. Ubas sefer tia shakua, and you have to bury yourself in that sefer. You have to enter into the Sefer, mamish, to immerse yourself in that Sefer. And tisha sham zman hayoy se'ef shalucha. And you spend as much time as you can with this Yisairis that you have. For whatever reason, the Baruch Shalom opened up your heart and there's a Yisairis for the Yontif, there's a Yisairis for Shabbos. So you go into the Sefer and you swim in there, you stay in there. You live in that Sefer. Stay there as long as you can. And stay there as long as you can. B'chol eis v'shor asher toisef l'hagas v'lomoid. In every moment that you continue, that you're adding and you're learning that, Targish Yoisa Tesef is Kedusha. You'll feel more Kedusha. You'll feel something happening inside of you for Shabbos, for that Yontif. Not by running and jumping to a million different places for new ideas and new concepts, but by Davka, by staying longer in that Torah and connecting on some level to that Tana, if you're living in the Gemara and the Medrash, and the Sefer, to that tzaddik, to connect to that and to be able to feel the warmth of the lahavas esh, of the fire that was coming out from the tzaddik. And the more you stay with that, the more you feel Tesef is Kedusha. That's Targish Yoyse Tesef is Kedusha V'srag Shushal Kedusha Shenetayser B'cha. Because the small fire in you is connecting to the big, big, big raging fire that's on in the Gemara, or that's in that Torah from the tzaddik. So the ikkar is that a person should learn something that he's able to understand. And he's able to understand. If he can't understand the first thing, so then he takes something else. Even if it's a simple medrash, there's no medrash that's simple, it just looks simple, and he can read it and understand it, but then to go into it, and into it, into it, and into it doesn't mean to understand it more, to say it more, and to be in it more. It talks to look up, for sure to look into Mefarshim, but again, the tachlis is not the muskolis of it. It's not void, and void is Hashem, to be able to partake of the lahavas esh, of the heart of the tzaddik. And therefore, when a person learns in this way, there has to be proper hachanis. There have to be proper preparations. There have to be hachanis when you learn this way. That a person should come to such a darga that he has a hisiris, and that mitaych that hisiris, he enters into the heart of the tzaddik. There has to be hachana. So he explains, Tamid kaidim kol limud ha-Torah. And this was something that's written in all of the Svarim HaKadoshim, and it was a davar poshut to all of the tzaddikim. That tamid kaidim kol limud ha-Torah, that before you learn anything, before any limud ha-Torah, hein v'pshat ha-Torah, whether you're learning pshat, hein chassidus, or chassidus, the kavein shereitz ata b'zel is davik b'Torah, uba Hashem is baruch ha-nimsa b'Torah. Whenever you sit down to learn, whatever it is that you're learning, you should sit down with the kavanah, with the intention that you want, through this learning that you're going to do, you want to be mizdavik b'Torah, b'Hashem is baruch ha-nimsa b'Torah. You want to become attached to the Torah and to Hashem who's inside this Torah. Because ultimately the fire of all fires that's inside, but it's in the big tzimtzumim, the fire of all fires that's inside every Torah is the fire of Hashem is baruch himself, who's inside each and every Torah. Kama shekosu b'sefer HaKadosh Tanya, as Al-Pabi talks about in the beginning of Tanya. Uch shetilmod b'shah shenis'ayr b'cha ezehira shal kedusha tshuva. And when you learn, when you sit down to learn, at a time when you have a certain service that you want to be a better Jew, you have a certain hero of Kedusha, or a feeling that you're excited about a Shabbos or a Yontif, about a mitzvah, and you open up the Sefer with that feeling, that you come to the Sefer with that feeling. Az gam achash gamata lilmoid, that even after you finished learning, so you had your half hour, whatever it was, hour after you finished learning, or gam beemtza halimud, or even sometimes you're in the middle of learning that. Bein inyan l'inyan, you're between two different inyanim in that limud, in what you're learning, you're in between two different inyanim. Tafsik ma'at, you pause a little bit. And what you do is you pause a little bit, and in your mind you begin to chazer over in your mind this Torah that you were just learning. And you try to add on your own the inyan of kedushas Shabbos, as you see a Torah. Even if that Torah that you were learning did not speak about Shabbos, it didn't directly speak about Shabbos. If you were learning even in Pshat, or you're learning something in the Gemara, it didn't directly relate to Shabbos, but you came to that Sefer with the Hisayrus of Shabbos, then you on your own. When you think about, stop and you think about it. When you finish the Torah, you think it over, and you ask yourself, "And how does Shabbos connect to this?" Because everything connects to Shabbos. There isn't any Torah in the world that's not Shabbosic. There's no such thing as any Torah that's not Shabbosic. So how does my service for Shabbos? Right now, I'm in the Shabbos mode. How does Shabbos come into this Torah? And Tanasim Asach, the Rebbe says, try on your own. Lahisif b'inyin kedushas on Shabbos ayyantav. The Shabbos, the yantav that you're in a stamp in a parasha. Or you're having his iris for what's the parasha, what the parasha is about, what it's talking about. You have his iris, you think it over, and you try to add from the parasha, the inyanim of the parasha. Of that time, because when you remember that the parasha of that week is not just the idea of the week or a collection of thoughts or anecdotes for the week. The parasha of that week is what's happening in the Olamus right now. It's Erev Shabbos Parshas Nosai, and it's in all of the Olamus, from the lowest to the highest, in all worlds, everything is just Parshas Nosai right now. It's all Parshas Nosa. All the Pesukim of Parshas Nosa. All the Oisis of Parshas Nosa. All the Midrashim. All the Zohar Kaddishim. Everything is all Parshas Nosa. That's all it is. The world right now is a big book that says on a Parshas Nosa. And when a person learns something, it means that he has the schus to have a little bit of that book of Parshas Nosa. That's written in Parshas Nosai. But then by this way, by thinking more and more and more, and in your own, since you have a service of your nefesh, you want to be malbish your nefesh in Parshas Nosai, then it's not enough to hear what does this tzaddik say, or what does this rebbe say, or what does this perish say. But what does my nefesh tell me about this? And to go into it and to think about it. Lefi aderech she'isa b'sefer. In other words, you learn the Kedushas Leiv, the Kedushas Leiv is telling you something about Parshas Nosai, about something, and he's not talking about Shabbos, let's say. But you have a Hesiris of Shabbos in your heart. And you sat down with the Shabbos the Hesiris. So then you say, Rabbi, you say, help me understand through what you just taught me, through this Torah that you taught me, how can I have a better Shabbos? So this Torah that you taught me, how do I understand? How do I feel Shabbos? Or how do I understand the rest of the parasha? Other things in the parasha. When you read the Kedushas Leiv, when you learn the Kedushas Leiv, it's going to help you. It could help you with every single thing in the parasha. Because the Kedushas Leiv was living in the Parshas Noso when he said that Torah. That means that everything about the Kedushas Leiv was all Parshas Noso during the time of Parshas Noso, during that week. Right, because that's why the Torahs that we have from the Tzaddikim, 99% of them are not that they sat back later in life and they wrote those Torahs. Those were Torahs that were said. They were said Parshas Nosa. That means that the tzaddik was living in Parshas Nosa. So that means that every single thing in that three-line Kedushas Levi, every single word in there is all Shabbos, because that's what it was from Shabbos, and it's all Parshas Nosa. So every other thing in Parshas Nosa, you could understand by thinking about that Kedushas Levi. Everything in the Parsha, you could understand through that Kedushas Levi. It's just a matter of taking it like that and doing it like that, but every single thing you could understand. And that's where you look in the later generations, the binyanim that we have from other tzaddikim, the later tzaddikim, when they were learning, when we see how the later tzaddik learned up a Kedushas Levi, how he learned the Kedushas Levi, and al pizeh, and through this we can understand this, and we can understand that. Especially, you know, since the Talmidim of Rabbi Nachman worked so hard to do that, the Talmidim, it's unbelievable. So you see how Reb Nosson learned one of his Rebbe's Torahs. And you see that, look what the halachas there when he was learning, and he was learning Hilchot Tzitzis, when he was learning Hilchot Hashkamas Adam Abayis, Hilchot Beis Akise. How he was thinking over the tzaddik, every word. And when he was learning those in Yonim, when he was learning Hilchot Tzitzis, so there was a big Hesiris of Hilchot Tzitzis, and then he thought about Rabbi Nachman's Torahs. And he thought about Rabbi Nachman's Torahs, and how is Rabbi Nachman's Torah? How's it massive? How does it add to my feeling for tzitzis? That's what happens when you look at the halachas. How does that change my way of putting on tzitzis? How does that change my feeling towards the tzitzis that I'm wearing, the mitzvah tzitzis? And he was mizdabik his machshavas to Rabbi Nachman's Torahs, and that Torah that he was learning at that time. And whatever Torah of Lakuta Maran that Rabbi Nosson was learning, so he saw in there all of Hilchot Tzitzis. He saw all of Hilchot Tzitzis, just like we tasted a drop of that during the year when we were learning Rabbi Nachman. So when it was Chanukah, we saw their Chanukah. When it was Purim, we saw their Purim. Even though Rabbi Nachman doesn't say one word about Chanukah and Purim, right? Not one word. But it's all Chanukah and Purim. Because if you have a service of Chanukah and you look into the tzaddik's Torah, then the tzaddik's going to tell you everything about Chanukah. And that's why there's Hashgacha Pratis, why you're learning that thing at that time. And if you have his iris for that yantif, even though it could be a tuba shvat, it could be a tuba av, but there's a his iris. So you look in that Torah, you live with that Torah of the tzaddik, and the tzaddik will explain to you what's the meaning of tuba shvat. But if you just read it as a dava muskala, if you read it as something that's interesting, you just go. So then, what does it have to do with this? It's just it's a very specific and local idea, and that's all it is. And you might even be annoyed that it's not even the pshat in the pasuk, as if that's what the Rebbe was trying to do, was to, you know, find a better pshat than the svarna. That's bechlal not how the Torah came to the world. That's not how the tzaddik's Torah came to the world. That's not even how the svarna came to the world. The svarna didn't come to the world that way either. So you try to learn everything in the parasha lefi haderech she'isa b'sefer. You use the Torah of the tzaddik, and you build up your connection to the entire parasha through that Torah. Im tuchal ashracha. If you could do this, ashracha. That's great. Ukrai chidashta b'zagam levush l'svach shesketush ashracha. You were able to be mechadish, not chidushet Torah that you want to start writing, some chidushet Torah that other people should see, but you were mechadish something chidashet b'zagam levush l'srakshes chidushet secha. You were mechadish a levush, a garment for the holy feelings that you have for Shabbos or for the parsha, for the yantah. You were able to be mechadish a levush, and the tzaddik helped you because the chidushet slave you opened up for you that thought, and you have a strong instructions for the Shabbos, so then the Kedushas Levi helps you how to be malbish that feeling and that for Shabbos that you have in beautiful, beautiful things, the beautiful garments of the parasha of the yantiv, whatever it is, and the tzaddik helped you to do that. But that's a chiddush. And if you find that you can't do this, it's hard for you to do such a thing, don't let your heart fall. You should just think and think more. Just go over again and again and again what you just learned. And be filled with a longing. And after spalal Hashem, and daven to Hashem, after spalal Hashem, shiyakarich oischa, that the Baruch Hashem should bring you near to Him. He should bring you close. The kadoshcha b'kedushas Shabbos ayantav amitzvah, to be makadosh you in the kedusha of Shabbos, in the kedusha of Shabbos, in the kedusha of yantav, to be makadosh you b'kedusha Shabbos ayantav amitzvah. Because when a person feels some kedusha, like he said before from Shabbos, when you're already feeling a kedusha Shabbos, sometimes a person comes out from the mikveh and afterwards he has a little bit of yeshiva das and I'm running crazy, and he has a few minutes and he feels such a kedusha Shabbos, and with that feeling that he has, he's mishtoikik and mispalel Hashem. He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him more of a feeling for Shabbos. And if you don't know the tefillahs for Shabbos, or to even look up to open the siddur to say some of the tefillahs for Shabbos, even though it might be it's Erev Shabbos or it could be a Thursday, but to say some of the tefillahs for Shabbos, or to say from the Likutei Tefillahs on Shabbos and Yom. That's the ikkar. When we ask Hashem, when we daven to Hashem to help us with this, that's the ikkar of what it means every time we say, "Asher kedushanu b'mitzvayso." That Hashem, you made us, you gave us kedusha through your mitzvahs. V'kidashtonu b'mitzvaysecha. And Rabbi Shalom, the tachlis, you gave us the mitzvahs. It's not that we should have just some interesting things, or you want to keep us, you know, busy off the street or something. But kidashtonu b'mitzvasecha, the Baruch Hashem, you wanted to make us holy through your mitzvahs. Shana aymer mispalim va'achaz alamayt hal. So you go and you daven and you ask, and then you try to learn it again, and you continue learning, and you continue learning. This in the Ilvavi Mishkan Evne. One of the earlier halakim that came out was called Shnita Las, but now it was printed again in a larger typeset and a more enjoyable printing, so it was included in the set of Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, and it's called Chelak Hei, for those who were baffled by the missing halakim and what happened after Aleph and Beis, and then, so they're doing over all of them in the Seder of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. So Shnita Las, the original Shnita Las from 2 years ago, became Chelak Hei in the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. And at the very beginning, he has Yesaidis HaAvayda and Darchei HaAvayda. I know many of you have this form. So he has Darchei HaAvayda, Yesaidis HaAvayda. Ice test. Just listen for a second. Of how a person sits down to learn Torah. Rabbi Shalom, ani mekabel al atzmi bli neder. Rabbi Shalom, I accept upon myself bli neder. L'nasayis lizka b'chol pan, to try to remember each and every time shehinini haylech lulmayt as a Torah kadosha. Each and every time that I sit down to learn your holy Torah. I'm going to try, Baruch Hashem, not just to stamp, start learning, to sit down and to open the Gemara with myself, my chavusa, whatever it is that I'm learning, just stamp. Loila haschalumad miad b'stam. Ela tchila the dabri imcha b'chol pan. I'm going to try, Baruch Hashem, that each time before I learn, I should speak to you a little bit. The dabri imcha b'chol pan. Filaimer, and what do I say? This is an example, of course. Filaimer what? Rabbani Shlalom, Master of the Universe. Henin ha'ilech la'asek b'teirasa ha'kadosh. I'm about to be Isaac. I'm about to learn your holy Torah. Umadua henin ha'ilech la'asek b'. And why am I going to do this? Seems like a good question, no? Since we spend so much of our lives doing this. But why am I going to do this? Now, if the answer to that question is it's more interesting than the Reader's Digest, then that's very sad. It's more interesting than my high school, you know, biology. That's it. It's interesting. A person asks, and why am I going to be Isaac in the Holy Torah? Because I want to be close to you, I want to be attached to you. And that what? And that by learning Torah and by sitting down to learn, I want to be able to get closer to you. I want to get closer to you. Help me that I should be zeichet to that. That this learning should do that. You see, it's a whole different learning. The tzaddikim understood that they're a pasha, that we say these things. And they daven for these things. And even the tefillah we have from Chazal, of when you come to the Bais Medrash, is already, you know, every legitimate yeshiva tries to have at least one posted someplace. But as far as how many of the guys are saying it, But here we're talking about a personal, private tefillah. Help me that I should be zeicher for this. Then the whole learning is different. The whole learning is different. Then you're not going to say things like, you know, I don't hold like Rashi. These kind of diburim that force us to retreat to the bathroom in disgust. You know, I don't hold like Rashi. Echalta zei. And then a person's whole limud is l'skayv l'zdavik b'shem. And the Rishonim sinai, the Rishonim despises a gavalev, gavus, gaiva, and that the learning is for ego and how you could say and what you could say, that you said a better svar and you could slug up your chavusa. Or your whole learning is to be able to figure out something that when it comes to the Shia, I'll be able to ask a kasha, and my Rebbe will be stumped by my kasha. The whole tachlis of learning Torah Kadosh is lizdabik lizkarev l'sham. And when you daven for that, and not only before you learn, v'chein b'soich ha'limud, during the limud also, in the learning, during the learning, to stop a second every now and then and to say, Hareni writes a liska b'chol pa madu hinini oisek. Rabbi Shalom, help me to remember, why am I doing this? Madu hinini oisek. Why am I learning your Torah? Why am I learning this? Why am I sitting here and doing this when the whole world is like, you know, running around doing stuff? Running around trying to make more money or trying to have more fun and trying to, you know, whatever. What am I doing here? Why am I doing this? Madu hinini oisek. So, it seems like it's a little pasha, but so many of the guys in the yeshiva that's never part of the program. And, you know, you begin to wonder. And they begin to think. Oftentimes, it's the guys that are thinking people. Oftentimes, they begin to wonder, like, what am I doing here? And how is this more enjoyable than other things that I see the world doing? Being bent over a sefer here for all of these years when I'm a young person, I could be enjoying myself. And what does this have to do with my life? Madu hinni oisik bizu. What am I learning this for? So if the answer is, one day you'll understand. So that worked for many of our grandparents, but it doesn't work too often nowadays. One day you'll understand. Because that's something you could do for 15 minutes. Anybody can do something like that 15 minutes. You know, somebody gives you a paintbrush and says, smear this stuff on the wall, and you say, well, what? So you'll understand. It's going to be nice. Just do it. It takes you 15 minutes, the big deal. Okay, so anybody could do that. But when someone says, here's a Gemara, what do you want me to do? I want you to sit for the next 20 years and do this day and night. And the guy says, well, why? You'll understand one day. It's very hard. It's very hard to do that. And when a person feels that the whole thing is just like, if he feels there's just like a bunch of like mental gymnastics of how to say smart things and smarter things and whatever, schlug up and tight shop and so on and so forth, it's very hard to hold that nowadays. When a person stops in the middle of learning and says, I want to remember, Baruch Shalom, help me to remember. Every minute, help me to remember what the tachlis is. Lekach pam lechatzi shah. Therefore, he writes that at least try once every half hour. Le'erech. And he writes, Eluzka Zeis, I want to try to remember why am I Isaac and Torah. Of course, he says that over time that you become so used to this that you automatically have these thoughts for a second. And the Esch Hashem, he says, Shahadav yechai etzli. That the tachlis of my learning, which is Dveikus Bashem, it should be chai etzli. It should be alive in me. It should be alive inside of me. I should feel this. And you know, when a person learns this way, he doesn't have to be the best guy in the shir. And he could go on. He can go on being happy in yeshiva and learning, even though he's like the not even the number 20th ranked guy in the yeshiva. It's like he can be from the lower ones when it comes to saying things to schlug up the Rebbe. He could be from the lower of the chevre, that he's never succeeded in schlugging the Rebbe up, other than saying that it's really 12:30, not 12:20. Not everybody could do. But he's not from the guys that's able to slug up the Rebbe in the Tosfos, and he has a chalisa sadas. That there are only two guys in the Shia that never ever stumped Rebbe. It's a very sad life to live that way, no? To live for 20 years trying to mess somebody up, or to live for 20 years trying to outsmart somebody. It's chaval. It'd be much easier to go and to be a mongoin. You can do that in 30 seconds all the time. Forgive me for talking that way. But you get stuck with the Talmud Chacham. It's going to be a big problem. It's going to be a big problem. If you have a world-class Lamdan, you're never doing it. He's just going to humor you sometimes. If he's a nice person, he'll humor you and make you think that you are. You know. But you'll say something, you didn't know what you're talking about, and like my Rebbe used to say, oh, okay, that's the Chulis Arashvitz. No, that's the Chulis Arashvitz. You know? Oh, that's the Pshat and Taisus. I never saw the Taisus. But the Rebbe was nice. He made it like it was Taisus. You know? He made it up like for you. He packaged it. He put a little bow on it. And he said, here you go. Made you feel good. But you didn't slug up this thing. You know? That's a person's whole, the best years of your life to spend doing such things. To outsmart a person, that's you're going to spend the best years of your life sitting at a table with some other guy trying to outsmart him. You know, it's more fun probably trying to outscore a guy one-on-one. And it's healthier too for your body. It's crazy. It's the tachlis of learning. And if a person has these machshavas and these tefillahs, he doesn't have to be the top guy. He doesn't have to impress anybody. He doesn't have to slug up anybody. If you do, if you say good svar, good svar. Okay. Stake is to be mizdabik b'Hashem, that you should v'harin yenim b'ser esecha. That's the main thing. Shadav yichay etzli, shakal mashni lemit u'b'chdei liyas karve lecha. That whatever I learn, it should be to bring me close to you. That's why Chazara is so painful nowadays, right? Techazah over the Gemara is the hardest thing. Everybody knows that Techazah is the hardest thing. Because if the limud would be purely for the sake of being Mizdabek Bashem, then the Chazar wouldn't be so hard. Just like learning over the Kedushas Levi 50 times would be beautiful. But when the whole thing is to the point that I think that I know it, and now I can argue on this point with Mechavusa, then Dayenu. What else is there to do? But when the learning is to be Mizdabek Bashem, to Mizkarev Lashem, and the Nachas Ruach that the Baruch Shalom has, when you sink yourself into His words, and you dive into that taisis, and you dive into that ran. So it's not just do I understand and don't I understand. Therefore, v'layasiyayish shem eshkach zayis. Person says, okay, I'll try to emotionally help me to think of this and to remember it. I'm not going to miss yayish if I forget it sometimes. I'm not going to get upset. And I said, I'll just try to remember this. And if I'm begging you, Rabbi Shalom, Shetazreini, to help me, Betazki Lizais, and remind me of this, Kol Hazman, remind me of why I'm learning Torah. Help, remind me of why I'm learning Torah. Kol Hazman, Adash Adav Yikov Ben Avshim, until help to remind me, until it becomes a permanent part of me. This zikar, this thought, this way of thinking, it becomes a permanent part of me. A person can focus that. This, and to sit and to keep it in his gemara, and to keep it in his safe, and to go and to chazer over what is it, what's the tachlis. It's just an example. He gives an example. Of course, there are many, many other things. Well, when a person learns this way, like I told you, the Vachna Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that he says. The Gemara says that you can't compare a guy that learns 100 times to a guy that learns 101 times, right? So I mentioned to you many times what the Baal Shem Tov said on that. What does it mean, ain't a doim, the person learns a mea pama la mea pama v'achas? So there are many explanations in the Tanya and other places. But the Baal Shem Tov said that mea pama v'achas means you can't compare somebody who learns a mea pama 100 times to a Jew who learns the same 100 times but v'achas, but he learns together with the one, meaning Hashem's word. The only one. Mea pama v'achas. That's what the Baal Shem Tov said. Ain't a daima. It's two different people. One guy, they both learned the Gemara 100 times. They did a good, that's good. That's unbelievable. The difference is that the first guy learned the Gemara 100 times to understand the Gemara, that's it. The other guy learned 100 times v'achas, with the Rebbeinu Shalom, to get closer to Hashem. Ain't a daima, it's that you can't compare. Ain't a daima. They're two different people. Two different surahs of a Jew. Me'apama, me'apama v'ahas. Two different yidden. Two different yeshiva bachar. When you learn in this way, with this tefillah, with this rosh. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue next time.